This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, NFL Hall of Famer John McClain with us here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. About to give us his first mock draft. What are the teams in the AFC South looking to do? Everybody in the division has a first-round pick except the Texans. Jacksonville actually has two. So what could they be adding to their rosters? We'll get into that in just a sec, as well as two tough decisions the Texans are going to have to make. But we've been going back in time with the legend John McClain. We heard the first question he asked Bill O'Brien. Let's go back in time, John, and remember the time when you made Bill O'Brien laugh for the very first time. This is John McClain.
Well, that might have been the only time.
Well, here it is right here. It was in 2014. The general making King Bill giggle a little bit.
Bill, how did growing up in the Boston area help shape you to be the man and coach you are today?
Well, yeah, you know, John, I grew up there, and I grew up in a great family. My two older brothers, Tom, lives up there, and my oldest brother lives in Dallas. You know, we're going to try to get him to move to Houston, Mr. McNair. But
that was the second requirement.
Yeah, right. it was a great place to grow up. My roots are up there. People that understand that telling the truth and being hard workers are very important, and being good family men are very important things in your life. So those are some of the things I learned growing up there.
That was one. You also made him laugh about being from Boston and being an offensive guy. But yeah, a lot of laughs back then, John. A lot of laughs.
It was an introductory news conference. In every introductory news conference, there's a lot of laughs.
For sure. Mm-hmm. John McClain with us here, NFL Hall of Famer. The draft is a couple months away. The Texans will not have a first-round pick, but other teams in the division do. Give us the teams in the AFC South, what you have them doing in your first mock draft, and some other takeaways from the first of many mock drafts to come.
Aaron Wilson and I's first one will be posted on Texas Sports Nation today around noon, and we'll have them every Tuesday around noon. And Tennessee, a lot of people will pick Tennessee to win the division, even though the Titans had to win the last game to get in the playoffs. But I have them taking Isaiah Wilson, an offensive tackle from Georgia. Jack Conklin, their right tackle, who had knee issues, came back and they didn't pick up his fifth-year option. He came back and started every game and played well. And most people think he'll be a hot commodity on the open market because you don't see good tackles available a lot. So if that's the case, they're going to need somebody else. So I had them picking him. And then Indy, I'm trying to figure out where does Indy pick.
Where are they? They're 26.
No, they didn't have a winning record. It's weird seeing Las Vegas.
Squad,
Indianapolis, I have them taking a super fast receiver, Henry Ruggs III from Alabama, their second best receiver to Jerry Jeudy. And Ruggs would give them a great outside weapon. Some people have them taking a quarterback, but since I have Tagovailoa and Herbert already gone, and Burrow, of course, I don't have them reaching. I think they'll sign a veteran quarterback. And so I have them taking Henry Ruggs. Jacksonville doesn't seem unfair 2 years in a row that they're back peaking in the top 10. I have them taking Javon Kinlaw, defensive tackle from South Carolina. Taven Bryan, a defensive tackle who was a first-round pick. He's not a pass rusher, and Kinlaw is the second-best defensive tackle in the draft. As for the Texans, 57th pick. I feel strongly they'll take a corner, and for the second round, there's a whole lot of corners. It's not a strong position at the top. It's a very strong position in the bottom of the first round through the second and third. And Bryce Hall from Virginia, a corner. He's 6 foot, 195, multi-year starter. He ran in the spring 4.49. I think he'll get that down by the time he gets to the combine. Thought about giving him an edge rusher, but I think corner is a more important need.
John McClain with us, NFL Hall of Famer. You can see that on where can we see that?
Texas Sports Nation around noon, the first of many going up to the draft at the end of April.
It's going to be good. Also, it should be noted, Jacksonville actually has two first-round picks. So,
Rams pick, but the Rams, let's see, they were 9-7, and with their second pick of the first round, the Jacksonville Jaguars select
I don't know if you're going to be the Rams
9-7. Okay,
I don't know if you're going to be able to be calling out
CJ Henderson, a cornerback from Florida.
That sounds about right.
Who's one of the top corners, but there's not a corner worthy of the top half of the first round. Since they traded Jalen Ramsey, I did that strictly for need position, and so I saw somebody have the Jaguars in a mock draft take an offensive tackle. They got two starters who are second-round picks who are firmly entrenched, and I'm thinking, why in the world would they do that when they have such bigger needs somewhere else? So I got them taking a second-best defensive tackle and the best corner.
Oh, wow. They're stocking up out
Chase
there.
Young or Joe Burrow, number one?
Burrow's going to Cincinnati, number one. Chase Young will go to Washington, number two. Mm. And I saw a thing, the Redskins in their front line now will have like five former number one picks, Ryan Kerrigan, two guys from Alabama, I forget, Chase Young, who's a lot of people rate as a top prospect, and I think he'll like going there and playing for Ron Rivera. I look for the Redskins to make a move because of Rivera, not to get to the Super Bowl, but just to get back to respectability.
Mm-hmm. John McClain with us, NFL Hall of Famer. What about the cornerback that the Texans had last year that's going to hit the market when free agency begins shortly, Bradley Roby? There's been mixed reports. He's called them fake news. Is Bradley Roby somebody that they're going to look into bringing back, or is Bradley Roby going to test the market and probably get a little bit more bread?
I think that they'll definitely look at bringing him back. I mean, they gave Tyrann Mathieu a boost from 7 to 11 a year, and then Kansas City came in with 14, and that was great for them. I just got a link for our mock draft. It's up now. But I think because there's a lot of teams that got a lot of money, and Roby at this stage, he's going to have one big contract. And the Texans, with so many issues when it comes to money and having needs, I don't see them paying like $14 or $15 million a year for Bradley Roby, which he'll probably get from somebody else.
What about DJ Reader? Franchise tag right now projected to be about $15.5 million for a defensive tackle. DJ Reader going to be one of those guys that tests the market and potentially goes elsewhere?
He will not get away. You can use your franchise tag. You can use the transition. You can use both of them, because it's the last year of a collective bargaining agreement. And when you reach that, you can use both. And so they could protect two players.
Could you explain for the people the difference between the transition tag and the franchise tag?
Transition tag, you're offered an average of the top 10 players at your position. Another team can sign you. You can match and keep. The franchise, you get top average of the top five at your position. If what you made is already there, you get 120% of last year's salary. You can be an exclusive franchise guy where nobody can sign you under any circumstances, or you can be regular franchise. If you don't match it, you get two number one picks, which is very rare. So I think they'll do whatever they can to keep DJ Reader. And I'm interested now that they have new people in charge of the cap that see if they operate differently.
Do they have
people
yet?
Chris Olin. Well, no, they've got the guy that Kevin, I can't pronounce his last name. I just call him Kevin K. He's been Chris Olsen's right-hand man for 13 years, and he knows that he does things, I guess, like Chris, but it's a new philosophy. And that's with Jack Easterby and Bill O'Brien.
What's the philosophy, do we know?
Well, yeah, they signed guys during the season. They hadn't done that since the Texans had been there. And so I'm guessing O'Brien, the coach, is going to want O'Brien, the general manager, to get these guys signed. But I saw they're $56 million right now into the cap based on the deals they've done so far. Mm-hmm. They got 18 unrestricted free agents, one restricted free agent. And out of all those, I see about 7 or 8 that they should make every effort to keep.
All right. A little bit of breaking news here. Texans related.
Let it go, dude.
John McClain, the Jacksonville Jaguars have scheduled back-to-back home games in London for the 2020 season. Back-to-back in London. They're on their way, aren't they? Or what do you think about all this?
Well, I think it's great because it means they don't have to leave. That's a very, very unfair advantage for the teams that come over there.
Now, the second team especially.
The Texans beat the hell out of them. Bill O'Brien did a hell of a job. Everybody in the organization, they had scouted. They'd made multiple trips over there. They had talked to other teams, and they just pounded Jaguars 26-3. I wish the Texans would have to go back, but they don't make teams go back. And that is an advantage for the Jaguars because they can just be in const. But on the other hand, should have been an advantage last year, and they were right. Awful.
And is this just another sign that they're eventually going to move there?
I don't know. Shad Khan keeps saying he's not, and of course he has to say that. But most people think when they go to Jacksonville, he's going to be the one. But when they go to London, the key is, does London want? Will they take anybody?
Yeah,
you know, that's the key. Will they take anybody? Now I'm sure Buffalo had a right to get out of its lease this offseason. They said nope. They said we don't have money to put into a new stadium. We spent it all on our team. In other words, they need public money, and so it's going to have to be leaked somewhere. Maybe they go to Toronto. Mm-hmm. Maybe they go to London. It wouldn't surprise me if they play the Jaguars, if they weren't one of the teams over there. But their strategy to this and Buffalo needs a new stadium. And it's I think I saw next to Green Bay, it's like the second or third oldest, and I can't remember what they call it right now, but always Ralph Wilson Stadium, of course. Mm-hmm. And they need a new one. And will they come up with the money up there, or will they be the second team? They want to put two teams there. What I was amazed, Wembley Stadium, which is a great facility right in the middle of a neighborhood, is not home to any soccer team. Mm-hmm. And all the soccer teams have their own stadiums, including the Tottenham Spurs, which is brand new. And NFL played a huge role in building that to make sure they had NFL-sized dressing rooms. And so that tells you they're planning on eventually putting a team there. And I know London would like to have one right in the heart of the city in Wembley. So it's going to be fun to watch, mm-hmm. see who uses it to get a new deal. Chargers ought to be a team interested in going because they're never, ever going to go over in L.A.
No.
NFL Hall of Famer John McClain with us. Let's get more into this Texans cap situation. Is it really as good as it appears? We'll get into that. Plus, we'll do some world-famous McClain leg hiking next. All right, we're going to get into some leg hiking with John McClain in just a second. The NFL Hall of Famer beginning the 2020 season with us. But before we do, we talked about Bradley Roby and DJ Reader, and we talk about the Texans cap space. I think you said over $50 million.
They got $56 million according to Over the Cap as of yesterday,
which looks good, but given the fact that you got to pay Tunsil and you got to pay Watson, is it kind of misleading as to just how much free space the Texans really have to work with this offseason?
Well, first of all, they don't have to pay those guys. You know, they could let Watson go into the last year of his deal. He'd have him two more years. Plus, they could franchise him. They could have Tunsil for another year, franchise him. They want to sign Zach Cunningham to an extension. Of course, he won't be nearly as much. I believe when Tunsil signs, he'll be paid more than any offensive lineman in history. Timing's everything. And I think Watson will be the second highest paid quarterback to Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
And there's other players, you know, they like to re-sign Kaimi Fairbairn, Darren Fells, Carlos Hyde. Those guys aren't going to cost a lot of money. DJ Reader's going to cost a lot of money. To me, he and Cunningham are going to cost a lot. The problem with DJ is his contract's expiring. But when you can keep two guys this year, you can keep a franchise guy if you need to, you can keep a transition guy if you have to. It's the only time you can do it because it's the last year of a CBA, and I'm guessing a lot of teams will exercise it. Now, what I don't understand, I think when they do this club vote, this union members vote of each exec, they won't vote unless they know the answers because they don't want it to be shot down and then have egg on their face. So I don't think the league will put it to a vote with the union unless they know it's going to pass. And, of course, it's an extension. It won't take place right now. so those rules about the franchise and the transition would be in effect. And that's good for any team with good players whose contracts are up.
Somebody was, you probably saw this, floating around the thought that the best strategy for both the Chiefs and the and Patrick Mahomes is a 10-year, $400 million contract. That ultimately that'll not be expensive for the Chiefs, but it also guarantees Patrick Mahomes probably more than $200 million over the next 10 years.
Well, I believe Mahomes will be the first $40 million a year quarterback. And they've been able to go to the championship game and the Super Bowl with him on his rookie deal. You have to capitalize on that, because then when you pay the quarterback the big money, you know, you suffer somewhere. If you're doing your job right, you can still win, as other teams have proved. But I think Watson will get somewhere around 37, 38. I saw some guys on ESPN this morning saying if the Cowboys aren't going to pay Prescott, go out and get Brady or go out and get Breeze. And I'm thinking, how stupid is that? Another guy, he put up a thing, trade Brady for Garoppolo.
I saw that was floating around a lot.
And I'm like, why do you throw stuff out there that doesn't even have a chance? And but Texans are going to be spending a lot of money. I talked to Cal McNair when I interviewed him for the story on O'Brien briefly, and I said, you're going to be spending a lot of money this offseason. He said, I know it. We're willing to do it, so they will.
NFL Hall of Famer John McClain with us. Let's do some leg hiking right now. World-famous leg hiking. The Texans, as the offseason approaches, they should look into bringing Aldon Smith on the cheap. He's apparently in shape. He's apparently changed his life. Aldon Smith should be someone the Texans look at to bring in on the cheap.
Absolutely not. Hike it big time.
I want to hike it on that one. I want to absolutely hike it on that one. Patrick Mahomes, by the time his career is done, will win at least three more Super Bowls.
Why not? Sure, he's the best player in the league, best quarterback. By the way, on Aldon Smith, when he came out of Missouri as a third-year sophomore, that's the guy Wade Phillips wanted as his outside pass rusher.
He was a first-team All-Pro one year.
49ers traded up to get him, and they got stuck with that Watt guy.
That Watt guy. So, yeah, if he averages one Super Bowl, Mahomes, every 4 years, he can get to four easy by the time he's 36.
By the time he plays, they may be playing into their late 40s based on what's going on today.
Yeah. J.J. Watt's Saturday Night Live performance makes it more likely that he might retire sooner than we originally thought.
No, absolutely not. He's going to play till he can't play anymore. The material he was given was pathetic. We could have written better stuff than that.
Jeez!
It was awful.
You didn't like the Robbie skits?
Awful. I thought those were the writing starting before he even came on with that political thing they
did. That thing sucked.
Couldn't have been worse. The one I liked best on JJ was when he was in the locker room and was the only guy that would tell the truth about that walk-on.
Robbie.
Yeah, Robbie. I did like
wow.
that one.
Wow. You're just swinging it.
The material was terrible.
How about that?
Shots fired. My gosh, leg hiked on Saturday Night Live Riders. I didn't see that coming.
The only cities that should host a Super Bowl are Miami, New Orleans, Las Vegas, and Los Angeles.
Oh, let's see. No, like it, because they do a great job in Arizona. It's a great stadium. It's easy to get around. Plenty of parking. People have a great time. And Scottsdale is a great place to
party. Shout out to the piano bar.
Mm-hmm. Fans have a lot of fun there, so no, Scottsdale ought to be in there.
I've acted an ass in that piano bar.
I always wonder what would be the cutoff on Super Bowl ticket price. Because if would people pay $2,000, they pay now.
They're playing $4 and
cheapest
$5,
right? Is $900, $1,200, $1,800. One guy fell asleep, they showed, in a $6,000 seat.
Yeah.
And really, considering all the partying, you'd think there'd be more that would fall asleep. But if they put it at the Cowboys Stadium, say they got $100,000 in there and charged.
It's so spread out.
$2,500. Yeah. I'm just talking about the money. $2,500 a seat. Would people pay it?
Gosh.
What's $2,500 times $100,000? That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. Man, that
and to their credit, you know, I think every team got like 80 fewer tickets this year because Hard Rock Stadium in Miami Gardens is a smaller stadium. But used to, you had to have at least 70. That includes taking out a couple thousand for the auxiliary box for the media. But today, that's not tried and true.
$250 million,
there we go.
The
there you go. Good math.
DJ Reader will not be extended.
Well, he needs his contract's up.
Or will so not get a contract.
Yeah, no. Well, they might keep him as a franchise. I'm going to say yes. They're going to sign Reader.
Okay.
The Super Bowl halftime show was tasteless, classless, and not appropriate for kids.
Whew. Hike It. That was one of the all-time best. Prince is still the best, playing Purple Rain.
Michael Jackson,
the rain.
Then Prince. Then Michael Jackson, then Tom Petty.
83 was great.
I don't even think this was top 20.
Tom Petty?
No, this one.
No, it's hard to say.
I liked it, but as far as a show.
It had its moments.
There was nobody ever did any work more
Michael Jackson's
prepared for the Super Bowl than Shakira and Lopez and all those dancers.
They did their thing.
Everything they had to do.
I'm talking to the great wine lady on the text line right now, and she thought that it was exploitation of women.
Come on now.
Which, to each his own. Everybody has their opinion, but in my opinion, and I love you, wine lady, you're one of our favorite loopholes. You're not exploiting women that make nine figures, want the biggest stage, and have their own creative control.
Yeah.
When we say exploit women,
they did
that's
that.
a little bit.
They chose what to put on stage.
That's every woman's performance.
They chose what to wear. I was reading a story that the Shakira's boots were worth $90,000.
Some people, I consider it empowerment, but to each his own. But I think, and I'm the king of throwing out statements that sometimes aren't proportional to the reality. Like, exploitation of women might be a little bit dramatic.
I had to turn away.
You're so full of
it
crap.
I was embarrassed for him.
Tom Brady will play for a different team
next
season.
I still think he's going back to the Patriots.
I didn't think you had any more.
You got some more?
I got some more. Here we go.
I got three more.
The Rockets should trade Clint Capella.
What the hell's going on?
You told me to.
No, I don't think they should trade Clint Capella. You pay him all that money, played really well last year. He's been injured this year. Why give up on him?
There are at least six teams ahead of the Houston Texans in their Super Bowl quest.
That would be from both conferences.
No, AFC.
Oh, no, hike it. No, there's not six teams better.
There are at least five teams.
Now you said six, hike it.
Oh, here are the six. I wrote them down.
You can't change midstream.
Okay, you say yes or no to these, that they're ahead of the midstream, that they're ahead of the
Hang
Texans.
Hang on, let me shake.
Either leg hike or don't hike on these teams being ahead of the Texans in their quest for the Super Bowl. Chiefs.
Yes, of course.
I mean, you're not hiking.
Not hiking.
Yeah. Ravens.
Not hiking.
Patriots.
Boy, if Brady leaves, I'm going to say hiking. If Brady's out of there, I think they're going down.
Steelers.
Hike it.
Really?
Yep.
Titans.
Hike it.
What?
Wow.
The Titans had to win a game with nine starters out to get in the playoffs.
Browns.
They had two great games. Browns. Hike it twice.
Okay, well, you know why I picked those six teams?
So the Chiefs, they're all favored ahead of the Texans.
Yep.
Texans last year had the same thing. Everybody picked Indy. This year they'll pick the Titans. They'll win the division and then get beaten in the divisional round of the wild card.
You got any more, Lopez?
Yeah, the Houston Astros announced their...
You guys need towels?
Pretty much. The Houston Astros announced their promotions for the year today. Mm-hmm. There is one promotion.
Oh, no. Do I see a ring there?
Replica AL Championship
Are
ring
you kidding
night.
Me?
AL Championship ring night. Hike or don't hike. March 28th versus the Angels. If you want to get your American League Championship replica.
Good Lord.
You can go to the
Astros. What is wrong with y'all?
What are they thinking? What do you think, John?
Give me a replica camera.
At the Super Bowl, the team that loses gets a ring. It's not
and
as,
they don't put it on.
It's not as, of course.
Jamie Hedebo's never worn his.
Lavish as the Super Bowl champion. So. If the fans want it, great. No. But on the surface, I'd say hike it.
There better not be a line out there. I'm gonna judge all you Astros fans. All right, we'll get you out of here on this.
If they line up for bobbleheads, why wouldn't they line up for a championship?
Bobbleheads
ring?
Are cool, man. Bobbleheads are awesome.
Some people
decorations.
Collect them too, of all kinds. Like if there's a we have a McLean bobblehead.
Freaking ring.
I wonder why people collect bobbleheads.
It's just,
they're
I mean,
cool, man.
Why do people collect,
I collect
you know,
championship
matchbooks?
Rings.
You know, cool. People just collect weird stuff.
All right, John, we're going to get you out of here on this. When your significant other is in the bathroom getting ready for work, putting on her makeup, it is okay for the male to go in there and use the restroom number two.
Absolutely not. I get it.
Well, I feel like that happened today.
No, I don't do that. I don't. Some people say they do. I do not. What's coming up in the Chronicle? Can we see that pretty ass face?
I'm headed over to Facebook Live right now. Thank you guys very much. Then Aaron Wilson and I will do our first podcast about the draft. Then we'll have another one on a Texans update. Thank you guys very much. And just remember, the hips don't lie.
The hips don't lie. And I'm starting to feel, I don't know the rest of the words.
There's something about that thing that you just mentioned that I have an opinion on.
Okay. Landry Locker, figure. You're talking about the restroom?
Male-female restroom habits.
Okay. There we go. Some people won't even fart in front of their significant other.
I've got something that is bizarre that women do that men don't.
You know what? I was excited about hearing about the Astros remaining nerdy and the Texans offseason, as well as the Rockets rumors. But you know what? That one might take the cake. We'll get into all that next. All right, we're going to get to John Lopez's couples restroom theory on the back end of this. I'm kind of intrigued by this. He's overselling it,
no,
I feel.
Not.
I feel like he's
no,
extremely overselling this. But we'll see. We'll see what the heck he's talking about. NFL offseason, though, it's officially begun. Free agency in about a month. We're going to have the draft in a couple months. No first-round pick for your Houston Texans, but the offseason is here, John. Football season never starts, and it's kind of crazy. I think it's actually very crazy that when we talk about the evolution of the NFL and we talk about just how the NFL is king and how the TV ratings don't lie, blah, 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 blah. Over the course of my lifetime, and I want you to speak on this,
okay,
it does seem like the draft's always been a big deal. Always.
The
NFL draft's always been a huge deal.
Oh, yeah.
But with trades, with free agency, I feel like there was once upon a time where baseball was the most exciting free agent period, and then basketball for a little bit as well. But now the NFL dominates. Their draft is better. Their offseason is better. The free agency is better. It's a frenzy. And you also have now they're making trades and stuff and in-season trades. Seems like in every area where you can dominate as a sports league, the NFL has done that, and I don't think that's always been the case in my lifetime.
No, it hasn't been. In fact, NFL...
The baseball hot stove sucks now.
In fact, we're going to dig into an aspect of this, I believe, tomorrow, if not later today, on just what the NFL has... how the NFL has changed in that respect, but and what it means. But it definitely has changed, and I think it's not by accident. It's not by accident. The NFL has long been the most boring league. And the NFL is not boring on anything else, but it was for a long while, the most boring league when it comes to trades. Fans love trades. Teams love trades if they can be impactful, and baseball and the NBA has dominated that. Well, now there's more. Now there's more trades that the NFL can pull off, and I think that needs to be something that that becomes more of a thing.
There's also a lot of speculation. We'll get into the speculation of the teams that the Texans are competing with in the AFC specifically a little bit at the in the noon hour. But there was also a rumor about Tom Brady. We threw out the possibility of Tom Brady going to Tennessee. There's a rumor that apparently his wife was looking at schools in the Nashville area. However, that got shut down by Terry McCormick and John McClain. So Tom Brady and Giselle not looking at schools.
It doesn't mean they're not going to end up there. It just means that part of the report is false.
Astros, they've moved on. They hire a Jeff Luhnow replacement. James Click, formerly of the Tampa Bay Rays, where he serves as the club's vice president of baseball operations for the last three seasons. He is going to be the Astros' new GM. Per the Tampa Bay Times, here's everything that Click used to do for the Tampa Bay Rays. He handled all assets of the Rays operation, including systems, research and development, logistics, player evaluation, contract negotiations, and more. So in other words, the analytics side of the Astros organization does not seem to be disappearing. They got the old school guy in Dusty Baker, and they've replaced an analytics guy in Jeff Luhnow with a guy named James Click.
There's probably less than a handful of people today. Now, this will change. Our guy Brian McTaggart is going to dig in, I'm sure, but there's probably less than a handful of people that can tell you everything you need to know about James Click. He's risen. What we do know is he rose very quickly through the ranks. He's a nerd. He's one of the cutting.
Which is cool now, but it might not have necessarily been cool. We'll get into 1220 stuff that is cool now that might not have been back in the day.
He's an analytics guy, which is always good, and I like that, and especially with Dusty there. That means that Dusty is going to be receptive to it, or whomever the next manager will be whenever Dusty's done here. So there are some things you know about him, but you don't know him and what is he all about and what makes him click. Anybody who tells you that is lying.
Did you hear what you just did?
What?
What makes him click?
Oh, how about that? You know, he's officially clickbait. Is that a dad joke? He's officially clickbait. But
really, you don't know a damn thing about him. Anybody who says so is faking.
At least through two drafts, because they don't have first or second round picks. And free agency, you know, who knows how much money they're going to spend. Trades, okay.
Farm system takes, what, 4 years?
Farm system takes a while to develop. Five. And also to establish what he wants to do as a farm. But I do know this. I like the fact that they hired him. You know, not so much who they hired, but that they hired him.
Why?
Because remember, Jim Crane said he was going to handle duties. And as much as we like Jim Crane, and we do, I'm a big fan.
I'm a fan.
And the way he handled everything, the way he's been up front, and as about as transparent as you can expect, I've liked everything Jim Crane has done in recent years, especially this year, which was so hard on the Astros. I like the fact that he's not going to be a general manager too. Jim Crane knows baseball, played college baseball, all that, but he is not a general manager. So the best news about hiring James Click is that they hired someone, you know, not just.
That's a hell of a sell.
No, I'm true. Thanks, would you dude. Want? Would you want Jim Crane running your organization, baseball operations?
I mean, I don't know, but
I don't.
No,
I would
not a good sales
I love
pitch.
Him
they every, hired someone.
They hired. It's not that who they hired. It's that they hired is the news to me.
All right.
Take that. By the way, you want all these promotional giveaways?
The Astros promotions?
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead. How many are there?
There are two that need to be erased.
How many are there
Love
total?
You, Astros. It's like 8. Well,
read them all. I want to hear the promotions.
March 26, opening day, pennant unveil, national broad. That's fine, right?
We're going to unveil the AL pennant?
That's fine. No, that's fine. That's cool. You can do that.
Whatever.
However, March 27th, American League Championship replica trophy for all the fans.
Awful.
March 28th, replica American League Championship rings.
Awful.
Why are they doing that? You got to come up with something better than that. The March 29th, Altuve MVP bobblehead. That's good.
That's cool.
And then you got jerseys pretty much.
Reed, whose jersey?
You got the – no. You got the 60 shooting star uniform. The
awesome.
70 shooting star
awesome.
Uniform. 80s rainbows.
Awesome.
90s shooting star.
Cool.
And the 80s black alternative. So that takes you through June, all right? Those are all nice. Then you have Verlander Cy Young bobblehead.
Awesome.
April 8th. April 18th, Jordan Alvarez, Rookie of the Year bobblehead.
Best giveaway yet.
That's going to be good.
Best giveaway yet.
I like this one. July 8th and May 27th, the Jordan Alvarez and Alex Bregman back-to-back bobblehead. They're standing with each other. Back-to-back.
That's awesome.
I like that, too.
I'm going to wait in line for that one.
And then they got a couple of hat giveaways and stuff like that. But the AL Championship ring? Especially for the fans that have a World Series ring. They're going to be like Ejedebo, just leave it in a drawer.
You know, hey, you know something nobody's talking about in regards to the Astros? There's some pretty good giveaways there. You know who the two of the luckiest guys are right now for the Astros?
What's that?
Two of the luckiest guys. Yuli Gurriel and Jordan Alvarez. Because they don't habla. They don't habla. You can't ask them about the cheating unless you want like a translator or something. And they can be real vague.
That's going to be tough. You're right.
It's like true. When Osuna was talking about domestic violence, like he could not, he could barely habla, and then the smoke kind of clears, and then he's like breaking it down like John Smoltz, down pitching like John Smoltz. He's going back to no habla.
Yeah. Oh, sure they are. Oh, absolutely they are. 100%.
Dusty Baker. First mistake he's made as Astros manager. Written statements with a message to Astros fans. Just let the guy go off the dome. Why are you doing this to me, Astros?
I want to start by saying thank you. Thank you for being the best fans in baseball. Thank you for your dedication, and thank you for your commitment. My commitment to you is that I will work hard to bring another championship to this great city. We have a great team with a great fan base, and my goal is to make sure Houston is always proud of the Astros. Minute Maid Park is one of the most electric ballparks I've had the opportunity to visit in my career. My ask is that you continue to show that passion and excitement in the 2020 season. I look forward to seeing you at the ballpark, I'm here. I'm excited, and let's get ready for 2020.
Come on, man.
Yeah, he could have just knocked that out of the park. No pun intended.
Could have done better than that.
Just let him riff a little bit. Give him some bullet points.
Got to do better than that.
Yeah,
just not good.
I'm with you.
Just not good, John. Just not good. Rockets. They host Charlotte tonight, 7 p.m. tip off. Rockets are 9-1 without Clint Capella, and there's news that before Thursday's deadline, they will be trading Clint Capella for possibly a wing. And possibly some budget cuts to stay below the luxury tax. Your thoughts?
I think Tillman Fertitta is putting a stamp on this team on how he wants it run. I mean, you can call that an opinion.
Like a restaurant?
Stay under this price.
Cut the budget.
Run my general managers to the ground. And if they don't want to cut it, we'll move on. And I think he also has Daryl Morey over a barrel. Daryl Morey is going to be very, very loyal to Tillman Fertitta just because Daryl has a job. And Daryl could have easily – a lot of owners would have fired Daryl after what happened with the China stuff in the offseason.
I got something else that nobody's talking about.
Hmm.
Also, I think Daryl Morey can kind of blame himself if they are cutting money because I think – and I don't have the numbers in front of me – I think Daryl Morey might have actually cost Fertitta some money with that China tweet.
Mm-hmm.
I think they lost a lot of money there. I think one of the most intriguing things about buying this franchise, I'm sure when Fertitta bought it for $2 billion, I'm sure that the global brand was there. Daryl Morey, I don't know if it's been eliminated, but I know that they lost some money. So we've always wondered about Tillman Fertitta trying to find money and all mm-hmm. that type of stuff. So Daryl Morey, I don't feel too bad for him because that tweet cost a lot of people a lot of money.
That's my whole point, Landry. I mean, when Tillman Fertitta, when he says, hey, Daryl, do you want to stay under the luxury tax? Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I want to stay under. I mean, you know, just because he's damn lucky that Fertitta and the league didn't call for his ouster.
Very much so.
Damn lucky.
713-572-4610. Let's go to Lamont. Lamont, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, man, what's the deal? I want to talk about the Astros, but just a joke, and I'm not a Morey guy at all. I really don't care for the Rockets or Morey, but in hindsight, if you really think about it, he kind of saved the NBA, man, because with the coronavirus right now, the whole NBA could be dead.
Now, that's something nobody's talking about right there.
And my second point is, Alvarez and Yuli Gurriel, and I heard y'all guys joking about that, but the one wild card in all of that is you got a coach that speaks Spanish.
Yeah.
So he definitely understands. And Lopez, John, I want you to grade Dusty Baker's Spanish. That's all I have, fellas.
Oh, we did, and I thought you know the effort was outstanding. The effort, the way he spoke, B minus C plus, but that's good. That's dang good.
You thought it was that good?
It was. I think he understands almost everything in Spanish, and he just has to really think to say it into word, maybe a little more awkwardly when he's speaking it.
You said that all Hispanics appreciate effort of speaking Spanish.
Yes,
I disagree.
They do.
Anyone who's been into a hole in the wall Mexican restaurant knows that's not true.
Well, maybe you're just being rude. But I think. Anyone who – my mother always said this, and she's 100% right. Spanish speakers really appreciate your effort speaking Spanish more than just trying to be an ugly American and not even trying.
Is your mom a sweet Latina or a fiery Latina?
She is – I know a lot of guys say this. She's a saint. I mean, she went to
– So she doesn't have the fiery Latina part?
Her parents – you know, she grew up in the ranch in Mexico. And so her parents broke up, and she went to a convent to school, and they were really, really, really strict out in the country. And she's never drank, never smoked, never nothing. Wow. Goes to church twice a week.
Plays bingo, though.
Plays bingo.
She probably doesn't fit in. At the bingo places I've been to, she's not fitting in very well. No, she ain't smoking cigarettes.
That's her. No, she
doesn't. If you ain't getting cigarette smoke blown on you, you're at the wrong bingo place.
No, she ain't smoking no heaters, man. She.
You know, I've never smoked a cigarette in my life, not once.
Any kind of cigarette?
I've never smoked a cigarette in my life. Never.
Any kind of cigarette at all?
Like a cigarette, yeah. Nicotine. Never smoked a nicotine cigarette in my life.
You know there's nicotine in...
In what?
A little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm sorry. Never smoked a cigarette.
Yeah, she goes to bingo. That's her vice. She goes, but she goes, you know, church twice a week. So she's pure as the driven snow.
I don't even know what the hell that means. But here is Dusty Baker's Spanish, the previously mentioned Dusty Baker, a little habla.
Hola, Mr. Baker.
Hola.
Rumor has it you speak Spanish.
Sí, seguro.
Do you feel comfortable enough to maybe give some words in Spanish to our Hispanic viewers?
I don't know, man. That I'm pretty good, but it makes me tired. A los fanáticos aquí está en Houston. Yo tengo mucho amor. Y venga aquí a la parque. Y nosotros está... muchos nos tramos, how you say, together, juntos. A nosotros estamos mucho juntos. Y yo estoy cansado ahora. Gracias.
That's badass. He did good.
He did well. What did he say?
Just said, you know, to the fans of Houston, just wanted to let you know that we're going to be here. We're always going to be together. And, you know, what was the last part? I can't remember what he said.
And now I'm tired, yeah. Like that?
Now I'm tired, yeah.
Like that?
Yeah.
Someone who cheated his way through Spanish. That's one of my biggest regrets,
like most people, including myself.
But that's my biggest regret, is cheating through Spanish.
Yeah, that's my regret, too.
I had girls doing work for me.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing that, I mean, that was more valuable than any math class, anything.
Like, no, especially living in Texas.
Huge mistake. Huge mistake.
I like most people, the tenses got him a little bit, but tenses are hard in Spanish.
Nosotros?
Yeah. Yeah, all that stuff.
Amos?
Yeah.
I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop before I sound like, come on, man. You act like I'm LeBron James or something like that.
Yeah.
All right. So you have a theory about male, female, or significant other bathroom etiquette.
Yes.
Because I asked the question if it was okay to go in there and use the restroom while your girl was putting her makeup on. I'm against it. I'm not in favor of that. Guys do it.
Something that women do all the time when they're sharing a bathroom with their significant other.
This is going to be bad.
No, it's not. I know I'm right on this. Men don't do this.
This is going
to women do it all the time.
Okay, don't ever sell this.
So you're having a sit down in the bathroom.
Sit down?
The guys are having a sit down in the bathroom.
Like using the restroom?
Yeah.
Okay.
Women will go in and have an entire conversation with you while you're on the toilet.
That's never happened to me.
Really?
That's never happened to me.
Oh, no. It's like you're doing there. You're trying to be, you know, private and just take care of your business.
It's never happened to me.
So did you hear what Sally's mom did at the swim meet yesterday?
Never
happened
to me.
What? Why is this important now?
No, has not happened.
Figgy?
Yeah, that happened to me a couple times.
Yeah.
No.
And whereas a man, by and large, there's always exceptions. If a woman is doing her business, I don't even want to go in there. Like that business.
Yeah, never.
You know, that, I just don't even want to.
No.
No.
No, it never happened
I can wait. But they have like these entire conversations with you.
It's never happened to me.
Really?
Yeah. Some guys go in there and do it while the girl's like doing it. Nah, never done that. Ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
I don't go in when they're doing their stuff.
You know the trick that girls do that I think is hilarious? And by girls, I mean my girl.
Mm-hmm.
Probably get pissed at me for this. But why is it that a girl... You can be ready to go to a party,
mm-hmm.
and you can be ready. And this is a trick that guys should not fall for. I'm telling you, don't fall for this. If you're ready to go somewhere or go to a party,
mm-hmm.
the girl can take 40 extra minutes to get ready, 30 minutes, whatever it is. And then all of a sudden,
mm-hmm.
she'll ask you, hey, do we need to iron your shirt or something like that? Don't do it, because then they're trying to make it like you're the one holding them back. All of a sudden, they could take like 45 extra minutes, and then all of a sudden, it's like, all right, we got to go. Let's go. Let's go.
Yeah.
Where the hell was that 40 minutes ago?
Exactly.
Like the other day, like we were going to a wedding, I think. Mm-hmm. I think it was Mo from the Bulls wedding.
Okay.
And I had a jacket. It probably could have been steamed, but it wasn't that bad.
Mm-hmm.
And let's be honest, once the wedding happens, it really doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So she takes like an extra 45 minutes. And then all of a sudden it's like, well, we need to steam your jacket. I'm like, hell no. I'm not falling for that.
It's your fault.
Because then all of a sudden you show up late and it's like, well, we had to steam his jacket.
Steam
no, we didn't
jacket.
Have to steam
your
crap.
Fault.
Yeah.
Took you 40 minutes.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Or they'll ask you after they're completely dressed and you're just patting your fingers on the table like, come on.
Are you ready?
Come on. But you can't say anything because then they get mad. So
yes.
They finally show up and she goes, I'm not sure I like these shoes. You like these shoes? Everything is perfect. Everything is. You look like Shakira. It's freaking Perfect.
Pick an outfit.
Yeah.
Pick an outfit. Which one do you like? Do you like this? Should I wear this one or this one?
They bring out three pair of shoes. Which one go best?
The one on the right. You didn't even look.
The ones that get on your feet the fastest. Those are the ones that look the best. Get your little piggies in those shoes and let's get the hell on the road. I'm telling you.
The OG John Lopez, Landry Locker, Figgy Fig with you. It is a Taco Tuesday. Here on In the Loop, Sports Radio 610, a unique three-piece combo around town. I'm not talking about chicken. I'm talking about the major teams in this city. They're all being run differently.
Yeah.
Let's get into the way in which these three teams are being run. And are the Texans better than we thought? That's next.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.